Christmas at Calvary, the names of Jesus, Savior. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:11. The angel's announcements over the fields of Bethlehem pierced the stillness of night with divine clarity. A Savior had come. For centuries, Israel had awaited deliverance. They waited for a Redeemer who would free them from their oppression and sin. In that single word, Savior, the deepest longings of humanity found their answer. Throughout church history, believers have cherished this name as the heartbeat of the gospel. The early church fathers spoke of Saviorum Mundi, the Savior of the world. Athanasius, writing in the 4th century, declared, "He became what we are, that he might make us what he is." In that, the divine mystery of the Incarnation, God entered our story not as a distant ruler, but one who saves us by sharing our humanity. Even in American Christmas pop culture, for all its glitter and overhyped commercialism, cannot escape the pull of this story. Songs like Silent Night and Joy to the World fill stores, unintentionally proclaiming the gospel to hurry shoppers. The word Savior still hovers in the air, calling hearts back to Bethlehem. The name Savior speaks of rescue. This title is not only for the rescue from sin's penalty, it also points us to the one who saves us from fear, despair, and for our own need to be our own gods. Jesus does not merely repair what is broken, he recreates it. The one born in David's city is the fulfillment of every promise, the embodiment of mercy, and the assurance that salvation is not something we must climb up to reach. For Jesus has come down to us. Today, linger on that name. Let Savior shape your prayers and soften your heart. Hear again the angel's declaration, not just to shepherds long ago, but to you. Unto you is born this day a Savior.